In business, Ireland has moved a step closer to accepting an emergency bailout from European banks by admitting it needs help. The country's central bank says Ireland is willing to accept tens of billions of dollars in emergency loans to show markets it has the capacity to overcome its debt crisis. The comments follow talks between the International Monetary Fund, European banks, and the Irish government. Negotiations on a bailout deal are expected to continue through the week. Newspapers produced by Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation in Australia will no longer be available free on the internet from next year. The chief executive of News Corp's digital arm, Richard Freudenstein, confirmed the move, but Mr. Freudenstein said the Australian and tabloids like Sydney's Daily Telegraph and Melbourne's Herald Sun were unlikely to follow the lead of the London Times, which has put all its content behind a so-called paywall. And to the market numbers, Australian shares ended the session yesterday slightly lower. The All Ords was down 5 points. The ASX 200 finished 11 points lower. Elsewhere in the region, Japan's Nikkei was up, the Hang Seng down. On the commodities market, gold is trading higher, oil is steady, and a quick check of the currencies. The US dollar is at about 98.5 US cents, the yen 82.